Housing. My family and I live in a house in a medium-sized village of about 1,000 people. Most of my friends look down on living in the countryside. They consider village life to be too boring. Personally, I believe that there are positives and negatives to both living in a village and living in a city. The disadvantage of living in a village is the lack of shopping options, facilities for sport and other cultural activities. Furthermore, we have to ride the bus to school and work, which is not always ideal. And of course, everyone knows everything about everybody. The city is only 4 kilometers from my village, so it's really no problem to go to the cinema, the swimming pool or the tennis courts. In our village, we have a football field, a community cultural house, 2 shops, a restaurant and a church. In the cultural house, there is a small gym, a library, a cinema, and you can play table tennis there. Sometimes there is a disco arranged. As you can see, it is not so terrible to live in a village. There are a few other advantages I would like to mention. The best aspect of life in the countryside is the quiet, healthy environment. In addition, you have the possibility of growing your own vegetables and fruit. There's a chance of having pets or raising farm animals such as chickens and geese. Many people prefer to live in the city. The city, however, has its own disadvantages. It is, for example, the hectic atmosphere created by stress, traffic and noise. There is polluted air and water, and often you have to live in apartment blocks. Furthermore, the parks and playgrounds are few and far between. The positive aspects of living in a city are the job opportunities, the housing options, the wide variety of cultural and sports activities. Also, the number of shops and the high-quality medical facilities can play an important role. Everyone has to decide for themselves where they want to live. Personally, I prefer to live in a village. When I want to go to the theatre, the cinema, a concert, a disco or just go shopping, then I take a trip to the city. I enjoy spending time in the city, but I always look forward to my quiet home in the village. House. I will now describe our house. It has a large garden and a garage, and is located at the end of the village. There is a small creek just behind the garden, where I often go for walks with my dog. There are 5 rooms in our house. We have a living room, 2 children's rooms, a bedroom, an office, and of course the kitchen, the bathroom and the toilet. All of the rooms are big and bright. The only small room is the one my parents use as an office. Underneath the house there is a basement where we store fruits and vegetables from our garden. This is also the place where you can find our laundry room, a sauna, and our stove for central heating. On the first floor, there is the kitchen with a dining corner, a living room, my parents' bedroom, and the bathroom and the toilet. Upstairs, in the attic, you can find my brother's room, my room, and the office. Now, I will describe a guided tour of the house. When you come into the house, you enter through a small hall with a coat stand. There is also a shoe rack, a bucket for umbrellas, and a mirror. In a corner, there is the staircase to the first floor. From the hall, you enter the kitchen with its kitchen cabinets, cooking range, dishwasher, microwave, coffee machine, and fridge. In the corner, there is a round table and chairs. The dining room is separated from the kitchen by a bar counter. It has wooden floors except for under the table where there is a small carpet. From the kitchen we enter the master bedroom. It contains a double bed with bedside tables and lamps as well as big wooden wardrobes. There is a chest under the mirror where we store the bed sheets. The biggest room is the living room, which has a fireplace, large windows and a glass door facing the terrace. Our living room is furnished with a leather couch and chairs, a coffee table, and a TV in stereo. All around the room, there is furniture displaying books and plants. On the terrace, we keep a few deck chairs and a lot of flowers and plants. In the bathroom, there are two sinks, a big mirror with lamps on the wall, a shower, a corner bath and shelves. If we continue upstairs, we first come to the office. It contains a small library and a computer workstation. My father works as an independent businessman and spends a lot of time here. Next to the office you can find my brother's room. Across the hall is my room. The rooms are similar, except for the mess in my brother's room, so I'll only describe my room. My room. I am happy with my room. In the middle of my room there is a chimney which comes from the fireplace. It goes straight through my room. We use the fireplace a lot in the winter, so my room is always nice and warm. There are two skylights on the right under which sits my computer table and chair. On the left, I have my bed and a couple of wardrobes. Across from the door, I have my rocking chair, bookshelves and stereo. The furniture is made out of light wood, and on the walls I have pictures and posters. On the floor, I have a small carpet. Just as in my brother's room, I have a parquet floor. That was the tour of the house. Let's continue in the garden. The garden surrounds the house and is divided into a working area and a relaxing area. In the working area, we have fruit trees and a vegetable garden. In the other area of our yard, there is a swimming pool and a fire pit where we barbecue in the summer with our friends. The house of my dreams. My dream house is on my own private small island in the Pacific Ocean. The island would be just 10 minutes away from a continent and a city. I would have lots of rooms with air conditioning. I would have a swimming pool, a small airport, and an ocean view. All the rooms would be luxurious and comfortable. I would often throw parties with my friends. In a small, natural harbour, I would have my yacht, and I would live like a New Age Robinson Crusoe. Apart from that, I would have another two flats, one in New York, which would be practical and modern. Another one would be in Paris, with a view of the Eiffel Tower.